when Catherine McGee, a teacher who teaches at Gaia House in England, when she talks about this kind of mindfulness that we're practicing, or Vipassana, she talks about, and I like the expression of visceral knowing, visceral awareness. And so one way you could think about this is your attention, or if you locate it, many of us do locate it in here somewhere, in there, you know, knowing mind. If you can put it in the little elevator and let it drop down here in the heart area, so if your intelligence was there, or if you want, let it go down even more and let knowing happen from here, or as it says in the text and as we've been instructed, to let the hands know the hands, or let the belly know the belly. So we're not observing from up here, you know, and kind of shooting down on the body, but experiencing from the location. So coming closer to the sensation, experiencing the sensation from within the sensation. So that will help gather the mind, but also unify the mind with the body. So they are at the same place, a presence that is more full, embodied presence. And earlier I talked about goodwill or benevolence in the way we are together taking care of each other. It's the same thing in practice, in the sitting practice, for example, here now. If the mind or heart or attention can be friendly, that's extremely helpful. You can invite, and sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's there, we can recognize it, sometimes we can invite it, sometimes it's not available. The mind is a little bit more tight or rigid, and it doesn't want to allow any kind of friendliness in there. But sometimes the conditions are such that we can invite the attention to be friendly. So imagine meeting the sensations in the belly, or allowing the experience of the belly to be known in a field of friendliness, or with a friendly attitude. You might have your own word for it, or your own experience of that non-abusive attention, or welcoming attention. So as we sit here in the relative stillness and silence, creating a space of practice, a field of presence, you might notice that this field is benevolent, kind, welcoming, or not. So in the rules of the game, it's quality presence to something happening now. In the sitting, very often it's the sense of touch or hearing. These are the two senses that are maybe more alive. Or outstanding. So discovering that the body is sitting. Discovering that there is a body, maybe first. Oh, there's a body here, sitting. Breathing. Sensitive. Hands tingling, touching, resting. Belly rising or falling. In the sensitivity to that, or to hearing, in the fullness of our presence to one of these aspects of reality, breathing, hearing. In time we will discover attention itself, a presence itself. We will discover how it is intermittent or scattered or gathered or friendly or harsh. Just by feeling the hands in the hands, or the belly in the belly. Being awake to sounds and silence. you might have the chance to notice how your mind gets captured, or your attention gets captured, kidnapped, entranced in made-up worlds. See how it gets freed from these inner fictions. Have the chance to discover what it is to be present or absent-minded. If you feel like you need an anchor for your attention or limited field, just make the breath your anchor, as a boat that is anchored doesn't go very far from its anchor. Stay close to the breathing. In a general way, or in the belly, or the chest, or at the nostrils. Invite your attention to stay in that field. notice again if the mind is friendly or benevolent. There has to be some kind of presence, some kind of wakefulness to be kind or welcoming or friendly. Bring care or careful attention to the experience of breathing, the experience of the hands resting, careful attention maybe to hearing. Careful attention to the calm that is in us. Or the agitation that is there, the confusion. There's a wave of impatience. We become aware of this. We bring careful attention to the presence of impatience. If there is a wave of joy or peace, then we bring careful attention to this. We allow ourselves to know it, experience it, just as it is. The ease or the discomfort. for a couple of minutes more. If it gets intense for you, you can always open the eyes, take a pause, stand up if you want. Otherwise, not pushing, not forcing, but also not abandoning, just noticing what can be known, how life is happening right now, manifesting through breath, being awake to that, or hearing.